My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King, a Republican representing the Hawkeye State's 4th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he joins us today to talk about some of the most critical issues facing not only Congress but the nation. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be talking with you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you, and let's start with where things stand with this government shutdown and potentially the debt ceiling as well. It's been about a week now since the government shut down, and it appears to be pretty much the same positions that were staked out then. House Speaker John Boehner and the vast majority of House Republicans saying there need to be some negotiations here, there need to be some concessions on the part of the administration, specifically on the issue of Obamacare. The Democrats say there will be no negotiation until after you get clean passage of the continuing resolution and the debt ceiling. So what's going to happen here? Somebody's got
to play. Greg, I just can't. It's so hard to take that seriously when they say, well, give us what we demand and then we'll negotiate with you afterwards. Why would anybody take people seriously that would take that position? And the president finds himself in historically an untenable position, constitutionally an untenable position. He's almost in a ludicrous position to be asserting that he refuses to negotiate with the House, and if he refuses to negotiate on the continuing resolution, and he refuses to negotiate on the debt ceiling. And, you know, many have pointed out that, well, he'll negotiate with Syria and dictator Assad through Putin and using him as his intermediary, and at the same time he'll open up negotiations with Iran, whom we hadn't had diplomatic relations with since 1979. But there are no diplomatic relations between the White House and the Congress, even though, as John Boehner said yesterday, he wants to negotiate and he's trying mightily to do so, and the president knows what his number is.
If there were to be negotiations, what would it take for congressional Republicans? What would you need in terms of an Obamacare item in this continuing resolution or something else to move forward?
Well, here's where it gets sticky, and that is that at any time that you get involved in negotiations, and say high-level diplomatic international negotiations be one, or if you're buying a car is another. And when you put an offer on the table, the other side needs to either agree with that offer or place a counter-offer on the table. And then you can go from there and start moving, at least to some degree, towards the middle till you get to a place where you can shake hands. And that's not happening. So we have put several offers on the table. And we put one out that said we'll fund all of government, but we're going to defund Obamacare for a year. They rejected that. We put one out that delays Obamacare for a year and repeals the tax hikes in Obamacare. They rejected that. Then we put one out to pay the military. They did take that up and passed it, so the military gets paid. Then we put one out to delay the individual mandate, and they rejected that. So you can go on and on. But what shall the House do to try to find a way to get the president and by the way, it's the president, and Harry Reid is the shield for the president, get them to agree? Who knows? If you keep putting offers on the table, they're likely backing up instead of walking towards an agreement. So I think you have to let the pressure build a little bit and pass these individual pieces of legislation to fund the components of government individually and force them to vote on it. If they have to do that long enough, they're gonna start to feel the pressure and decide, let's get an agreement.
Congressman, let me have you respond quickly to two of their arguments. Number one, the argument that the Democrats certainly had at the Sunday morning shows, and I think the president reiterated again on Monday, was that if you add up all the Democrats in the House and the Republicans who say they're willing to vote for the quote-unquote clean continuing resolution, you'd have a majority, so why not put it on the floor? What do you say to that?
Well, you know, they're trying to run the government by polling. And by opinion, no, we actually have votes on the floor of the House of Representatives, and the votes have said no funding for Obamacare over and over again, to repeal Obamacare fully, to cut off all funding for Obamacare fully. That's the votes that win the majority in the House of Representatives, and Democrats are trying to cloud the issue. And I would say that additionally that the Constitution specifically grants, under the Origination Clause, the authority for Congress to start all spending bills and all bills that generate revenue. And that is the centuries-old interpretation of the Origination Clause in the Constitution. And the Founding Fathers did that to give the House of Representatives the exclusive power of the purse. And I say that exclusive power to start that legislation. Of course, the Senate must concur. So they're distorting the Constitution and the structure of this government. And they should remember that. And they're starting now to say that House Republicans have voted to shut down the government. It's an unbelievable bald-faced lie. There is no vote they can point their finger to that could be such a thing. We have always voted to fund it all except Obamacare, but they make it up as they go along, and the Sunday shows let them get by with it. And I was on one yesterday, and there was so much out there misinformation, there was not time for me to correct it all.
Congressman, last Democratic point on this issue that I want to get your response to. They say they've already given Republicans what they want, at least, or what at least Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor wanted about a month ago, and that was a continuing resolution with the sequester cut still in effect. So they've already said yes to what Republican demands were at least about a month ago. What do you say to them on that?
You know, should that be true, and I don't know exactly what bill they might be pointing to that they gave Republicans what they want. Again, look at the votes. The votes are real, and we have put the funding up to fund all of government except Obamacare. They have said if we can't have all of Obamacare, then we refuse to take any of government. That's with the exception of this vote in the House on Saturday that funds the federal employees. That's the posture that they've taken. They want it all, and they won't take it in parts. But you know, when you look at this, and you see how it really is. And that is that House with the responsibility to start the funding and to hold that stand, they instead are arguing we want it all and we're willing to shut the entire government down if we don't get Obamacare. And so I said to them, okay, why don't we give you all of Obamacare? Why don't we give you everything, including all of the law as written instead of the law as amended by Barack Obama unconstitutionally after the Supreme Court ruled it to be constitutional? And we'll give you that law for all the way up till January 15th of 2015, but it sunsets then, and you must win a vote in Congress in order to restore Obamacare. They won't take that either. They won't take a vote of the people. They won't take the risk that the public needs to approve it. They're just demands. And so I think that we will get there incrementally. We'll continue to vote to fund the government. Eventually, this truth will soak in. And Harry Reid has to take up some of this legislation. We'll finally get most of government funded. I don't think this is going to be a dramatic open up of the partial shutdown. I think instead it's likely to be an incremental opening up of a partial shutdown. And then, of course, the debt ceiling's around the corner.
Congressman, real quick, you were part of the group of congressmen that helped to remove the barricades for World War II veterans coming in on honor flights to the nation's capital. It was closed down by the National Park Service. What do you make of the way that this partial government shutdown has been implemented in national parks, national historic sites, and so forth around the country?
Well, I think it's been the most spiteful act by a commander-in-chief in the history of this country. The World War II Memorial in particular, Greg, it's never been barricaded off. It's open 24/7, 12 months out of the year, to welcome people to walk through there, to pay their respects, to reflect. And it's actually rarely guarded. It doesn't mean that there aren't rangers that come through there to keep an eye on things, but it's rarely even has any kind of surveillance on it. And so what has happened is the president, I believe, ordered this out of the Oval Office because he wouldn't take this kind of embarrassment if some subordinate did it. And that's why I think that's what happened. But here's what they did. They borrowed money from the Chinese to rent barricades, brought in on forklifts, and he called rangers off of furlough to help put up barricades and to be there to guard the memorials. And I was there as recently as this morning to keep people out of spite when he knew that there, well, he should have known at least, that there were honor flights coming in that were wheels up at the time that they were out there putting barricades up to block those World War II veterans. And so this morning I was there to greet an honor flight, and as soon as that flight was done, the Rangers said, now we're going to close the gates. And I said, I'm here to open them. And so they stayed open until at least the pouring rain shut us all down. But he doesn't have the authority to do so. This government shutdown is defined by Congress, not the president. It says essential services shall stay open, non-essential services shall not. There's never been a service there at the memorial for the purposes of blocking people out. The president has created a new it's not really a service, but a new function for the Park Service, and that's keep Americans out of the memorials. That's not what you do with essential services, and he has no lawful authority to do that. So that's why we're opening it up, and this time he can take us to court.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.